Okay. Bob, do you want to comment anything about what you do as treasurer, I mean as secretary?
Well, okay, I had a couple of thoughts. So in the, I wanted to talk about these, the proposed membership forms here.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I realized as I was doing that is we can't really put those forms online without me doing a whole lot of work. And I looked at other clubs' membership forms, and like, for example, the Bedford, they basically say what I said on mine. It's basically make a check payable to the club name, and they tell you where to send it. I'm going to suggest that we stick with that method of paying dues. That when we talk about the bank account and PayPal, I think we've had people in the past who are just like at a distance somewhere using our repeater, and they're saying, hey, can I give you some money? I like using this repeater. And I think for people like that, it'd be nice to have a donate button where they can just go to the website, click a button, and say, yeah, I'd like to give you $20. Goes into our checking account. They get a receipt from PayPal. We get a receipt from PayPal. We're done. We don't have to collect any information from those people, but the membership process, we do have to collect information. And so I think what I've realized putting this form together on paper is I really don't want to do this on the web if I don't have to, if we can stick with just checks for or cash, however people want to do it.
I don't see a problem with that. We've done it for years.
So you know,
donations in it.
Yeah.
It was paid here.
We could always, because what I'm afraid of is, you know, I've got the web skills, I could do it, but it'd probably be a couple of days work because I'm not experienced with doing forms. I'd have to study and learn. And then if at some point I'm not able to do it anymore, who's going to pick up the...
Exactly.
Pick up, it's like a high-tech solution to a low-tech problem. You know, so... So anyways, what I've got here, what I passed out is these four forms are nearly identical, but they're made for four different situations. So the first two are for the year 2022, the year we're in. Since we're getting our act together to possibly get incorporated and possibly get to the 501c3, we had to do some things like have bylaws. We had to have a set of written bylaws. And so in the bylaws we specified, we decided to do like most of the other clubs in the area and actually have some kind of dues that people pay each year. I won't go into all the reasons for that, but we took a vote and everybody agreed we should do it. And so we set the dues at $20 a year for a full membership and $10 a year for an associate membership. A full member is basically somebody who's got an amateur radio license, and an associate member is anybody else, whether it's a GMRS license or no license, and anybody's welcome to join the club. There is also a discount for additional family members. If one member joins and there's other people in the family who want to join, the thought was that they should get a half price rate. And then we also had the thing where if somebody joins partway through the year, they should not have to pay the full fee. So what you're seeing here is like the first page of this is somebody who would join now. You're a grandfather in because you joined yesterday. So. but once this goes into effect, somebody, you know, a month from now or 2 months from now, when this goes into effect, what we would say is, okay, let's say it's July 10th and somebody joins. So we're going to look at the application date and say, okay, we're in the July to September period. So if you're a ham, you're going to pay $6.67, and if you're not a ham but you want to join, it's $3.33. And basically, we want to know so your contact information, your amateur call sign if you have one, your GMRS call sign if you have one. This information gets published in the member area, but not publicly, just other members can see it. And then the payment information, so indicate your membership type. Are you going to be a full member or an associate member? And then to figure out the discount thing, so the next question is, are you the primary para member in the household, and indicate yes or no. And then if you're the primary member, enter the full dues amount from the fee schedule above. And then if you're a secondary member, enter half of the dues amount from the fee schedule. So I assume they can just figure that much out, and then a space for an optional donation, and then the total amount. And then if there are two or more members in the house, you'd have multiple forms. So that's where this says, if submitting multiple forms, please use a single check, make the check payable to para, and then where to mail it, and you'll notice it's P.O. Box 999. We need to get a P.O. Box. That's a fictitious. And then we need to talk about who's picking up the mail from the P.O. Box, how often, And how does it get to Jason, our treasurer? Because then the next step at the bottom in the box is for treasurer's use only. We need Jason to record the check number, the amount, and the date he receives it. And then, since the bylaws state the new members actually have to go to a vote and be approved, again, grandfathered in over here, so don't worry about that. But down the road, I have a place to indicate, well, what's the para meeting date and what was the status? Was the application approved or denied? And that way we've got a record that I'm assuming Jason would want to keep these records in his paper files for every new membership. Now, the other three copies of this form, or the other three variations, are basically just, the second one is just for a renewal. So the thinking that we voted on before was that come July, we would start charging our membership dues, but we would start with just a half year. So the dues, the amount is just half for full and associate. And then the next two forms are for next year, 2003. 2023. I've indicated the dates the payments are due for dues. And what's really different there is just the dollar amounts. Because it's the first full year of dues.
Are we locked in on these dollar amounts?
Well, they're not in the bylaws. We left them out of the bylaws on purpose so we could change the dollar amount.
Yeah. I'm just wondering why so complex? Why not just...
Yeah, the 30.
Why not just half for the second half?
The census, the 33 cents and all that, I just round it up to the nearest dollar.
I went by what the bylaws say, and the bylaws say 1/3.
Yeah,
well, so I just went...
We had that at Penn State, or State College, but we said to the nearest upper number.
There's a provision in our bylaws that says that it set the start fee, membership fee, and then it allows the board the right to modify them. And there's a, as Dick says, there's a provision in the bylaws that says any fractional amount shall be rounded to the nearest dollar.
Yeah.
So it's either up or down if it's over 50 cents.
Right. So it would be down to 33 cents.
And it's worked really well.
Yeah.
If you don't have the provision, I doubt that they might complain. You may want to, when you go to new bylaws,
you have to figure that out. These forms reflect the current bylaws that were just recently approved. Yeah. And so if people want to change the bylaws, then I can change the forms.
We'll just make an amendment to round it up to the nearest.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah, it just makes things easier instead of writing a check out for $6.67.
Same number of digits.
You know, it just round it, make it $7.
Yeah. So, so
you
I guess
that,
I don't.
I'm sorry. You could put that on this form too. You could say $6.67 or $7. Maybe make it easier than changing the bylaws.
Well, I think they have to agree. The bylaws are more or less legally binding, right?
It's like what we Carmine voted said, on. Just put it in there. You have a provision.
Yeah.
No, I meant put it on the form. Like the price is $6.67, and then in parentheses you can pay $7 if it's easier. It doesn't look easier. Never mind.
We'll fix that.
I mean, I'm probably going to pay my dues in cash, so keep that in mind.
Yeah, exactly. You're not going to bring $6
and
change.
So you're going to need a lot of change if you keep those pennies in here.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so the reason I'm giving everybody copies of these to look at, this is the feedback I want. And so if the feedback is, Bob, change the form, I'm happy to change the form. If the feedback is, change the form in a way that changes the bylaws, then we have to change the bylaws.
We'll just make an amendment to the bylaws.
We need to make them agree.
Yeah, we'll just do it. It's a small amendment.
I would recommend down in the payment information, you have if secondary member, and I don't know what a secondary member is. I don't think it tells me that. Did I miss something?
Yeah, the second question in that section says, and Dorian and I spent some time trying to make this less confusing, so maybe it needs to still get more work. But the second question says, is this the primary para member in the household? Yes or no, secondary?
Oh, I would change the no to no family and then change secondary family. What if they're partners?
Second household member?
I think now that I see that, I think I'd leave it at secondary. You know,
Can you combine all these into one? Would be the simplest.
Well, it says it's a primary para member in the household. And then if the answer is no.
I meant you have four forms.
Yeah, I originally tried to make one form and I had like multiple columns for multiple family members.
Let me send you a NARC form.
I think it's a good idea, guys. I think maybe it's just best to say family member, let them define. Because there's no real benefit in the club other than reduced dues. So who do they call a family member? You know, whoever they call a family member, let them define it.
Yeah, I went with the word household just to sort of be generic.
Well, we had that because the cost of mailing is membership. When we had newsletters, we mailed. Now we're doing all of
So Dick would know not to send Carmine and Elaine a newsletter. Just send Carmine.
Yeah.
And then I'd always get questions about, why does it come to me?
So I guess my questions are, what do I need to change? And when can we get a P.O. box? And then when do you want me to put these up on the website and put it into effect? When does it go into effect?
We'll have to get a hold of Jason that he can come over and get the post office box, or I can go. He's cool with that since I'm over here. And lock that down. And then we'll change this around price wise so we're not dealing with census. Mm-hmm. And then go from there.
Okay. So now next month's meeting is at the repeater site. We're going to do repeater cleanup.
Yeah.
We're going to eventually get to the point where people have to pay these dues. We need to get this working.
Yeah.
So I just want to make sure we don't drag our feet too long and not have this ready in time and then have confusion when it's time for dues. Well, I don't know when there's a question in my mind about how we notify people when it's time for dues, like this year and then in future years. I think some clubs, they send things out like in October to say that you need to pay dues for the next year, and they're due by like January 1 or something. So
yeah, we did that in the Nittany Club. And actually, we're using PayPal for most of our dues payments. Some people still send checks, including me. And I think we start in October with a monthly, or however often Mike wants to send something, but there's at least a monthly reminder. Dues are due by the end of the year, and if you don't pay by January 31st, we're going to fine you, we're going to add $10 penalty to that. I don't know about here. We had a lot of problems with people going, oh, I forgot. In fact, much to Elaine's consternation, we had people who would say, want to pay in February or March and say, well, do I have to pay for the whole year? Well, damn it, yeah. So I'm one of these penalty guys because I'm like, can't pay the goddamn money. The other thing I was going to say is we have a post office box at State College, and we had that, and it was really convenient because my court used to be right across the street from the post office. So most of the stuff that came was for the treasurer, which was really convenient because the treasurer is my wife. So I just handed over to her. And then the other stuff, we just have to figure. Sometimes I would remail stuff to whoever it might be. Sometimes it can wait until we had a meeting. I don't know. But that, you'll have to address that.
How frequently did you pick up from the P.O. box?
I could pick up the P.O. box every couple of weeks. The only problems we had were every once in a while, like when we sponsored the Pennsylvania QSO party, like the day after that party, the box would be so full they'd give me a yellow card to go get the rest of the mail. So those little periods, I'd be in there every day.
I guess what I'm concerned about is like if somebody submits an application for membership and we don't pick up frequently enough, they might feel like they're being ignored or something.
We had, off and on, we had little questions about, hey, nobody cashed my check yet. I'm surprised some people think their check ought to be cashed in 3 days, That could be a problem, but I think if you do it every week or every other week or something like that, it's good enough. You know, I don't think that's a good.
Yeah, because like, let's say this process was in place right now, and let's say you submitted your application using this process, and the thinking is, well, at the next meeting we'll go over it. Well, we got to make sure at the next meeting, if it's going to be at the repeater site, that somebody's checking the mail, getting the app, and it would be a month almost until we would get that mail, and you'd be waiting a month without having heard anything.
Well, see, it would be a month. I'm just thinking about. I'd go at least once a week.
Once a week.
And I can get it to Jason because I'm there 5 days a week.
I like
so
that.
So there's a hop.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah.
I can go get the mail instead of dragging Jason over here.
So that
I
way,
can just go give it to Jason.
If it's going to be a while until the next meeting and we can approve.
Right. It's going to be until the next meeting it's approved anyhow.
Then
so
Jason
if it sits in there 3 weeks.
Jason would be able to. Jason would have the form with the person's contact info. He could shoot him an email and say,
yes.
Set their expectations, basically.
Right. Yeah, because I mean, I have no problem going to the post office.
Yeah, I just don't want a situation where it's sitting in the post office box for so long that people feel like they're being ignored or something. But if you can do it once a week and get it to Jason, I think that'd be ideal.
I think that's a great schedule. Once a week.
Yeah, I can see Jason every day.
Listen, I was checking it every day because the court's PO box was there. So I was over there every day because, I mean, we don't pick our mail up every, the court doesn't pick its mail up every day. Somebody might get arrested. So we did that, but I think once a week is good.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess, so let me go through my questions real quick here, one by one. So we talked about rounding up the dollar amounts on the form and making whatever amendment to bylaws to do that. So that's something we need to move ahead with. Who's going to get a P.O. box? It's going to cost $70 a year. Right. I guess, do we need to take a vote today to approve spending that?
I thought we already did that.
I'm
pretty sure we did.
I don't remember.
We can bring it up. Go ahead and make the motion to get a P.O. box. I mean, I can.
Yeah, maybe, why don't we, even though it's redundant, it could be redundant, why don't we make a motion to do that and get the approval, so that way...
So moved.
Motion's been made that Phillipsburg Amateur Rodeo Club purchases a P.O. box for roughly $70, and I will see to that, and I will get a hold of Jason to get the check to cover that.
Okay.
And we'll take care of that, and then I don't know how many keys we'll dish out for that.
They'll give you a number, and then if you want more, you got to pay for it.
Okay.
So I think maybe two or something.
Okay.
And you actually have to vote, right?
Yes. Yeah. All in favor of the motion? Raise the hands.
Did you have anybody second it?
Second it.
I second.
Okay. Dick, second the motion.
You guys from the
Mini Club. Yeah. Motion carried. And I will get with Jason and take care of that.
We didn't propose joining.
Okay, that's done.
So I can count on getting a PO. So I'll just need to know the number.
Yes.
To put on these forms. After this meeting, if anybody has any thoughts about this and wants to make any other suggestions, if you think this wording is confusing, like what the part that you brought up, if somebody thinks of a better way to say that, I'm all ears. Let me know. My email address, well, on our website, there's the info@w3phb.org. That comes to me. So if you ever want to, that's an easy way to reach me or look me up in the member section.
What is your email? I think I have it there.
Yeah. Well, case info at w3phb.org is the easiest. That gets to the secretary. That's me. w3phb.org. And of course, we definitely need the treasurer's feedback on this. He's not here today, so we'll have to get his feedback. And then I just need, at some point when we say, let's go live with this, when we're going to, because I think people need to see this. At some point, we need to send out an email that says, and I guess this is the treasurer's duty to collect dues.
Yes.
And so I would picture Jason sending out a bulk email to all the members saying, okay, you're going to need to pay dues on or before July 1, And the forms are on the website. Please print out the form, write out a check, and mail it to the address, or come to a meeting and pay it in person. And I think from now on, once we get this form finished, I should probably keep a supply of these with me at every meeting. So if somebody wants to just pay in cash, we can fill out the form and have the record. Right. So Jason has complete records on his files.
Yep.
I got a question.
Yeah.
I understand what you're doing here on the, for the 2023 full membership, $20. But if I'm a nobody, don't know what's going on, it looks like I'm paying full membership from January 1st for only half a year till June 30th.
Oh.
That's a good point.
Well, it does say application date, but.
Yeah. But yeah, I understand what you're trying to do there, but.
Yeah, so maybe there's a better way to say that.
Somebody doesn't know what's going on, you give them an application.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you're not just handing them an application, hopefully you're right. Talking to them.
The other thing you really want to do, I think, is have information gathered so you can keep another person's email address, phone number, and address.
We're asking for that on the form.
It's on the form.
Yeah, under contact information.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You don't ask for the address, you just ask for.
Well, the thing is, if that's a good point, because I was thinking, well, if we have their call sign, you can look it up.
Yeah.
But not everybody necessarily has a call sign. You could be a member without having a license.
No, you need their physical address. Yeah.
Okay, that's very good. Very good. Okay, so the application date is confusing. I agree. Work on that. And need to capture the address. And the thing, does this need to change? What do people think?
I don't think so. After discussing, I think my question was answered. I just wasn't looking at the right place.
I'll send you mine and give you a phone call.
Yeah.
I'll give you an idea of it.
Just out of curiosity, if we're going to join today,
mm-hmm.
how much do I have to pay?
Right now, you'd be grandfathered.
Yeah.
I'm already a great grandfather.
Until
this goes into effect, there's no dues, because we've never collected dues in this club until now.
Well, they did in the beginning.
Well,
way back.
It's so far back that no one remembers it. Put it that way.
Okay. So if I want to join today, which I want to do,
mm-hmm.
I just fill this out and give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
For free.
Yeah. And please write your address, because
we
don't have a line
for it.
Yeah. Yeah.